Truth broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite under the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for Thy precious Word, which reveals unto us Thy glory and Thy nature, and that Thou dost hate sin. We praise Thy name for Thy great grace, wherein Thou hast brought unto us salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And our prayer is that Thy Word will go forth in power and much assurance at this hour, that Thy Word, which Thou hast given Thy servant for this time, our Lord, will find a lodging place in each and every heart. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen.
I need Thee every hour. Indeed, the blessed.
say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. We're happy that you've been with us and that God has been blessing and moving our hearts. And we praise Him and thank Him for it. Our book that we're giving away this month is entitled The ABCs of the Prophetical Scriptures by George Clement. It's a book that you'll want to pursue. In it you'll find the location, interpretation, and relationship of scriptural passages dealing with the future. One of the greatest little books I've ever read. It's a concise study of biblical prophecies, a treatment of topics such as the kingdom, the second coming, the tribulation, the millennium, and the Antichrist. The clear, thorough, and simple way of presenting the subject makes this study helpful for anyone interested in prophecy. This little book is yours, free and postpaid, if you will write us. The ABCs of the Prophetical Scriptures. 12 chapters dealing with this gracious subject. You write us. We'd be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. In waiting before the Lord for His message for our hearts today, I've been impressed by the Holy Spirit to speak upon that holy perfection of our living God, which is called His wrath. And I want to do it under the general theme, what the Scriptures teach about the wrath of God. I want you to listen. My dear friend, that this is one of God's divine perfections is the clear testimony of the Holy Scriptures. That God must and will punish sin, and also the sinner is written on the pages of Holy Writ from Genesis to Revelation. The Scriptures make no attempt to conceal the fact of God's wrath, and that vengeance and fury against sin belong unto Him, as we read to you in Hebrews 10, verses 26 through 31. I do not know when there's a time greater. We should be aware of God's divine wrath and this perfection of the attribute of God, that He is one who hates sin. He must put it out of His sight. And that hell is just as a necessity as heaven because of the fact that God hates and must punish sin. I do know this, that if man had written the Bible, this fact of God's hatred for sin and His eternal punishment of sin would not have had any place in the Bible. But since the Bible was written in heaven, and given to man by inspiration of the Holy Spirit to declare unto us the mind, the character, and counsel of God, then we read it clear and positive that God is angry with the wicked every day, and if he turn not, he will whet his sword, according to Psalm 7:12, and that the wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God, Psalms 9:17. We fail to understand when we do not read the Bible aright that all of God's divine perfections come through. That is, His sovereignty, His faithfulness, His love, His mercy, His grace, His long-suffering, His omnipotence, His power. All of these come through loud and clear in the divine book called the Bible, and so does God's wrath. And I must preach on it because it is one of the doctrines of God's Word. And especially in the day in which we're living. For man denies the fact of God, denies the wrath of God. Or if there is a God, he would be too loving to send men to hell. But this is not what God's Word says. So in preaching or witnessing of the divine wrath of God, we cannot listen to the reasonings of the natural man, who by nature hates God. We must listen to the divine Word of God and bow to the authority of God's declaration. For, dear friend, it is only in the Bible where we have the solemn but true declaration that God hates sin and must punish it. if it is not put beneath the cleansing wave of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is only in Him, in Christ, and by His shed blood that sin can be put away. And if we're not found in Christ, then God's wrath must fall. You see, it is God's very nature, because He is holy, to hate sin and therefore to punish it. Therefore, the very nature of God, as I said before, makes hell as real a necessity as heaven, for God must put sin outside of Himself. Now, I want you to listen as we go on to this message today. Let us do so by hearing, first of all, God's own challenge concerning His wrath. And this is laid down in Deuteronomy 32, verses 39 through 41. Listen to God's word now as He speaks to our heart. This is God's own solemn declaration of who He is and the fact of His wrath. Listen. "See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and make mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me." Deuteronomy 32, 39 through 41. And dear friend, this portion of Scripture is in harmony with the entire Bible. And the Bible does not fail to set forth this divine perfection of our God, and that is His wrath. It is set along in the Scriptures just as equally as all of the other attributes of God. That this position or portion of Scripture is not an isolated one is found everywhere upon the pages of Holy Writ. Because, dear friend, if you will take your concordance and study it, you'll find that there are more references in Scriptures to the anger, the fury, and the wrath of God than there is to His love and tenderness. You see, because God is holy, He hates all sin. And because He hates all sin, His anger burns against the sinner. As we read in Psalm 7:11, God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, how my prayer has been that the Holy Spirit would take this word home to our hearts today and to show us that the wrath of God is the holiness of God stirred into activity against sin. For it is sin that causes God's justice to be poured out upon sinners in a never-ending eternity of suffering and of misery. Oh, that you would listen. You see, my dear friend, sin is the transgression of God's holy law. And therefore, that holy law demands payment. Sin is war upon God, and therefore demands condemnation. Sin is guilt, and therefore demands a just penalty in separation from God. Sin is death, and therefore demands a cemetery, that is, a putting away from God and His life. Sin is a nature, and demands a putting away. Sin is a character, and demands wiping out. Again, sin is slavery, and demands that God put it out of His sight. And last but not least, sin is intolerance of God's will, and therefore the sinner must and will bear the punishment for walking in his own way and in his own inclinations and not heeding God's commandment, which says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy strength and with all of thy soul and with all of thy being, and to love thy neighbor as thyself." Oh, that God would take this word home to our hearts, that you are a sinner by nature, and that you abide under the wrath of God if you are not in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's substitute for sinners. This is described in these words in 2 Thessalonians 1:7. to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yes, the one who walks after his own will and obeys not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And dear friend, I want you to understand that this is not my word. This is not my teaching, but it is the word and the teaching of the holy and sovereign God who cannot lie. And I, as his servant, as an ambassador, must declare it, that God is angry with the wicked every day, and that if he turn not, God will wet his sword. Again, this everlasting destruction is spoken of in Revelation 21:8 as being in the lake of fire, or the second death. Listen to God's word. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, friend, this is not annihilation. Nowhere in Scripture is physical death spoken of as annihilation. For the word death means, and only means in Scripture, separation. Follow us now. The first death, or the physical death, is the separation of your soul, which is you, from your body. Therefore, the second death, or eternal death, is the separation of your soul, which is you, from the righteous and holy God. Therefore, the expression in 2 Thessalonians 1:9, which reads, punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, means that it is from the radiance of the Lord, separated from the face of the Lord and from the glorious majesty of his power. In other words, there is no getting away from the holiness of God throughout eternity, but the soul in the second death is separated from the glory of God, which shall be that glory manifested to his people in heaven, because sin will forever separate you from the living God. Again, this wrath of God against sin is spoken of in Romans 1:18 as the wrath of God revealed from heaven. And it is against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. It is spoken of in Romans 2:5 as being the righteous judgment of God, because a holy God can only act in righteousness. He can only act in a righteous way. Therefore, his judgments are true and righteous altogether, according to Revelation 19:2. My dear friend, the holy and righteous God can act in no other way but a righteous way. Therefore, under Abraham he revealed himself as the judge of all the earth who doeth right, for he can act in no other way, according to Genesis 18:25. Follow us now. Let us see what the Scripture says of our God's other attributes and to where they come from. And then we'll come back again to Romans 1:18. I want you to listen. In Psalms 89:2, we have it declared that God's faithfulness is in the very heavens. In Psalms 136, it is declared there that his mercy is to be from the heavens. His power is declared to be exercised in heaven, according to Daniel 4:35. Romans 2:4 declares that his goodness leads us to repentance, and this is given to us from heaven by the Holy Spirit come down from heaven. Romans 15:5 speaks of the God of patience, and this patience is exercised toward sinners from heaven. John 1:17 speaks of the grace of God coming by Jesus Christ who came down from heaven. 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love and is from everlasting to everlasting, so it too, the love of God comes from heaven and shown to be from heaven by God our Father sending His only begotten Son into the world to suffer and die and go to hell for His people. So we find written upon the pages of Holy Writ then that God's faithfulness, God's mercy, God's power, God's goodness, God's patience, God's grace, and God's love, which were all His attributes, come down from heaven. Therefore we read again in Romans 1:18 that the wrath of God, which is His attribute, is revealed from where? Revealed from heaven, and is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Yes, it is revealed, that it is manifested, shown to be poured out upon every Christ rejecter, caused to be known and felt upon all who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it comes from where? It is revealed and manifested and poured out from heaven. Read the book of Revelation and you will find over and over again that it is revealed there that the wrath of God is come down from heaven. No wonder we are told to flee from the wrath to come. For when God rises up to avenge Himself of sin, it will surely be a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For Hebrews 12:29 tells us, our God is a consuming fire. Let us go further. I want you to get the impact of this message and the force of it and to listen further to God's Word. The assurance that God's judgment is sure and righteous and that it is to come is based upon the resurrection of the Lamb of God who was sent to die in the place of sinners. Therefore God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And why? Because He hath appointed the day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men in that He hath raised Him from the dead, according to Acts 17:30 and 31. So the resurrection not only means salvation for poor repentant and believing sinners, it also means that it seals the death warrant for those who are not found in the Lord Jesus Christ. For that same one who came forth out of the tomb in the resurrection, mourned as the Savior of sinners, also came forth as the judge of sinners who are not found in the Lord Jesus. Also it is written in Hebrews 9:27 that it is appointed to men once to die, and after this the judgment. And this we cannot argue with. Dear friend, we cannot argue with physical death, which is separation of the soul from the body. For when the grim reaper of death comes to take us into eternity, who can stand against Him? Let me reason with you for a moment. All the wealth in the world cannot keep one man or one woman or one child from that appointed hour when your time is appointed to go out and meet your Maker. Death comes to all men. All the doctors, all the medicine, all the loving care cannot keep one soul 1 second beyond its appointed time of death. That is an appointment we must all keep, according to Hebrews 9:27. Follow us now. So in the same way, you cannot argue with the second death, which is separation from God in the lake of fire. That is, if you die in your sins outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as you cannot do away with the first death, the physical death, I don't care how much you may deny it, laugh at it, try and flee from it, ignore it, do whatever you can, it still comes. So in the same manner, you cannot do away with the second death, For every soul which dies outside of Christ must go and stand before its Maker and be judged according to those things which are written in the book. You may deny it, you may laugh at it, you may try to flee from it, you may try to ignore it, you may try to say it is nothing but annihilation. But you cannot explain it away. You cannot get away from the plain teaching of God's Word that after death comes the righteous judgment of God. And why? Because God's Word is true. And every man is a liar who denies it. Oh, listen to me. Your only hope and your only way of escape, to escape the righteous judgment of God against sin, is to flee unto the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Him and Him only has God provided a refuge from the storm of His wrath. Only when God sees the blood of His precious Son applied by faith to the doorpost of your heart will He pass over your sins. Only in Christ has the righteous wrath of God fallen upon sin. Therefore, to be in Him is to be safe. You may ask the question, Pastor, how do I come to Him? My dear friend, you come to Him by faith. You come to Him for mercy. You come to Him with all your sins, confessing them and laying them by faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You come with a repentant heart, willing to turn from sin and to hate it. You come with a broken heart over sin. And you come to Him to receive all of your sins and to pay for them in full. Because He died in your place, you come to Him because He is the Prince and the Savior, exalted to give repentance and forgiveness of sins. You come trusting Him. You come laying down right smack upon Him because He has finished the work upon the cross. You come believing His precious Word about yourself that you're a sinner and you deserve His wrath. But you come believing His Word about the Lord Jesus Christ who died in your place. You come just as you are. For you cannot make yourself one bit better. You come casting your all that you are upon the whole Christ for time and for eternity. For Christ is our only hope and the only safe hiding place that God has provided for poor sinners. We're happy that you've been with us. May the blessings of our gracious Lord rest upon you, is our cry. Do you want a copy of this message? Write us and we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. Our main address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.